Louise McSharry
on 2FM.
We have now been wearing comfortable clothes for a very long time. Unless, of course, you're one of those people who gets up and gets like formally dressed every day, in which case, full respect to you. I do not understand you. We are an entirely different species, but I have nothing but respect and admiration for you. But, you know, the fear is starting to set in with me that I may never be able to go back to the before times. I don't know if I'll ever be able to wear real clothes again. But maybe that's a good thing. Maybe there are some bits that we could leave in the before COVID times. And today, to talk about some of those things that might be able to stay in the sea, is fashion editor and stylist Karina Gaffey. Hello, Karina.
Hi, how are you? Happy first anniversary / birthday.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. So, Karina, you are one of the most fashionable women in Ireland, I think.
Oh, thank you.
It is fair to say. And if anybody doesn't follow Karina, she is actually getting dressed, which, as I said, I'm very impressed by Karina. But do you still feel like you're erring on the side of comfort?
Definitely. I think for me, I just like having the routine of like getting up, having a shower, putting on a little bit of makeup. And, you know, I think because I work from home, I work for myself, but I'm kind of used to, before the pandemic, I like worked from home as well.
Yeah.
That I kind of knew what I needed to do to be productive. So for me to be productive, it is getting dressed. Now, I might get changed halfway through the day if I feel like I'm a bit restrictive and go back into my loungewear. So, you know, take a nice picture for the gram and then, you know, wear something when I feel like I've got my work done. And then in the evening, I get into my evening pajamas, basically my nice pajamas for sitting down in front of the couch. So,
yeah, I was going to say, because even when you get into your loungewear, it's still like way nicer than any actual clothes that I have.
Well, I think I love having like a really nice piece of loungewear that you kind of wear and then have your separate pajamas. I think it's quite nice to have separate everything out. And I think like after the pandemic, I don't know if we will be able to look at loungewear in the same way. We've technically been wearing it for almost a year. And like, you know, I think we will try. I think people, there's definitely two distinct camps. I think, and even the spring runways reflected that, like people that, you know, the kind of comfy stuff that they'll still kind of stay into. And then also the kind of joy of dressing up and people just kind of breaking out the sequins, breaking out the bright colours.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, whatever you kind of want to wear, it's kind of reflected in the spring runways.
I don't feel like there's going to be any middle ground anymore. Like you're either going to be, you know, full sequined gown and like headpiece or very comfortable.
Well, there's this new trend as well, because obviously, as we say goodbye to some trends, fashion loves having little lexicons and new additions to the dictionary. Yeah. And it's called at flow, which is basically supposed to be athleisure's like chicer older sister. So it's like just as comfortable as your loungewear. So comfy enough for the couch. And it's kind of considered more chic, but it's more, if you obviously put it together, it's like flowy. So like flowy trousers, your house dress. Still kind of oversized outfits, like your oversized shirt.
Mm.
So I definitely think people still retain the comfort. But one thing I definitely see is jeans, or particularly skinny jeans, I think a lot of people will probably leave behind.
Yeah, I think I saw you saying this on social media recently, that you don't think you're going to go back to skinny jeans ever.
I just, like, I think I put them on recently and I just forgot how restrictive they feel. Like, yeah. I've actually been kind of wearing more straight leg jeans anyway for a while, so I hadn't worn as much skinny jeans. And then I put on skinny jeans, I just, like, feel like they're so restrictive. And even, like, denim sales have been going down a lot during the pandemic because one, it's very hard to shop online. People find it difficult to find the right pair of jeans anyway.
Yeah.
And then it's really hard to buy jeans like online as well. And I think, you know, they used to be the cornerstone of comfort and casual in your wardrobe. And then people have just kind of gone for more loungewear instead. But, you know, all is not lost. I think after the pandemic, people will go back to jeans, but maybe more looser fit.
Yeah.
Like kind of more boyfriend jeans and more straight leg then. So I don't think it's all lost for denim.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I thought I might never return to jeans, but I am wearing jeans right now and I wore jeans yesterday, but straight leg. Yeah, it's just a lot less kind of... And last weekend I wore skinny jeans just because they were at the top of the clean pile, and I wore them into work, and when I got home my kids were just like straight away, so I didn't get a chance to change before we went out for their daily exercise, and I ended up wearing skinny jeans and a proper bra for 10 hours. And when I realized at the end of the day, I was like, why did I do that to myself? Because it is uncomfortable.
Definitely. And I think we'll move away from anything that doesn't make us feel uncomfortable. I think what lockdown and the pandemic obviously has forced us to kind of reevaluate our wardrobes, figure out what we like to wear and the trends that we're ready to move on from. And like, you know, padded bras, uncomfortable bras, like, you know, the soft non-wired bra, like, is gold at the moment. And, you know, I rediscovered it in lockdown, and I think, you know, total game changer. Same with high heels, I think, as well. Some people, I'd say, are desperate to get out into their high heels, but I definitely amn't. I'm like, the more comfortable shoes, like I've been wearing kind of house shoes or fancy words for slippers for nearly a year now. And that's been reflected like on the catwalks as well. Molly Goddard, who is like, who designed the dress for in Killing Eve, like the big, amazing kind
tulle
of tulle dress.
Yeah.
So she's done a collaboration with UGG, and she has kind of these fancy house shoes, which are kind of, you can wear them indoor and outdoor. So going to the supermarket, you know, you can put your fancy kind of house shoes on, and Balenciaga, Chanel have all done kind of flatter shoes as well, because I think people will, you know, ease into kind of, you know, back to reality.
That is music to my ears, because about 7 years ago, I gave all my heels away. I was like, I'm done. I can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm not able. So I was ahead of the curve there.
Definitely.
So I'm glad to hear that. And the great thing is, like, there's, you know, you really don't need heels. There are so many really fashionable, cool shoes available now in either a low heel or a flat.
Definitely, like, kind of, like chunkier style loafers, like the Prada loafers, which are kind of like an Instagram hit. Even the chunkier boots that we saw, like, all over kind of for winter and stuff. So, like, you can kind of get a little bit more height without having to go for the really high heel. So it's not about, like, being totally flat to the ground. It's, like, just offering a little bit of height but also comfort. So I think that's the balance. And that's what I think getting dressed every day people should consider, is just being comfortable, being yourself and, you know, having kind of fun. And that's like what dressing up, I think, is all about.
Yeah.
But there is, sorry, go on.
No, I was, you carry on. I don't want to stop you, Karina.
But there is one trend as well that the celebrities are wearing at the moment that I don't think I'd ever get into. And it's the exposed tongues trend again.
No.
So it's the 90s trend, it's kind of back to haunt. Dua Lipa just wore it recently, and then Beyonce was wearing one, kind of a bejeweled kind of G-string on the cover of British Vogue. And it was designed by Christopher John Rogers, who is the designer behind Kamala Harris's inauguration look. So he's very versatile, a designer, going from bejeweled thongs to kind of inauguration outfits for the vice president. And then obviously Kim Kardashian's wearing one recently. She obviously got into the trend, and it's just something that I definitely think should just stay and see.
Yeah.
It's like so dumb.
Yeah, no, like, fine, you know, for the Instagram gals who want to pop on their little outfit and take a photograph, but that is not transferable to real life, I don't think. I have been wearing, again, I'm so ahead of the curve. I've been wearing enormous knickers for years. My husband slags me off about them because they are like literally sails for a boat, but I will never go back. They're so comfortable.
Definitely. And they are actually, you are way ahead of the curve, because for spring, kind of wife ones, the play and granny pants are really big. And like Prada, Acne and Blue Marine have all done kind of high fashion versions of big knickers.
This is my time. Finally, I'm fashion.
But worryingly, obviously, in fashion, there's always kind of two sides of things. There is another lexicon thing that's coming through, like a fashion kind of made up word, because we just love making up new additions in the fashion world. And it's called flossing. No, it's not the dance move. It's called mid-wrist flossing. So basically, it's, yes, I know, sorry, but it's basically people wearing skirts or tops that have extra material that they kind of wrap around their midriffs, so it looks like dental floss wrapped around. So that now is one trend that's coming through as well for spring. So
okay,
if you want to go with the granny pants or the flossing, it's up to you.
So you wouldn't wear those together? No.
Well, you probably could, but flossing granny pants, yeah, if you want to be really on trend.
Tell me, is there an actual trend for waist up dressing? Because obviously loads of us have been doing that, and my favourite thing at the moment is I have bought a few nice collars, like detachable collars or collars that live on their own, so you can throw this is my Zoom magic outfit. I don't even put on a bra. I just put on like a black t-shirt and I throw on one of my fancy collars. And if I have my hair and makeup done, I look done, pristine, fashionable, ready for the meeting. They don't have to know that I'm wearing my pajama bottoms on the bottom. But is a trend of kind of business on the top and, you know, bed on the bottom, is that a real thing?
It definitely is. Like, I think, you know, you see so many countless articles about like the best jewelry to wear or the earrings to wear for your Zoom calls. And, you know, it was all about waist up dressing and like, you know, the interesting necklines and asymmetrical puffy shoulders. But I don't know. I think once I'm like, all those trends are definitely still in for spring, and I love a good puff sleeve and I love a good collar. And, you know, they kind of frame the face and, you know, they look great on screen as well. Mm. But I just feel like, are we going to be sick of the word Zoom? Are we going to be sick of the waist up dressing? Like, will we break out of the loungewear back into jeans and still wear those trends, but just away from those terminology? I think it was just like certain things will just remind you of the pandemic and the lockdown. And that's like tonal loungewear, the word Zoom. And there could be triggers for us afterwards.
It's so true. And what about tie-dye? Because that's been a big one as well.
Yeah, I definitely think tie-dye for the first lockdown. I think because we had the weather and everything, so people, I remember seeing on Instagram, so many people kind of like out in their gardens, like it's kind of a lot of work tie-dye is, you know, it's messy work, but a lot of people kind of got into kind of crafts and kind of make do at home and stuff. So tie-dye was a really big trend. But I think now it's more about kind of embroidery and kind of like upskilling, and like you can kind of, you know, freshen up like a sweatshirt or a t-shirt, even a pair of jeans with like some fancy embroidery work. And there's actually this Irish designer called Laura Weber who has an embroidery company called LW Pearl, and she embroidered Dr. Joe Biden's dress and coat for the inauguration.
It's
she does
stunning.
For Gabriella Hearst. Amazing. And she did a mask as well that matched. And her work is incredible. And I definitely think, you know, obviously she's at that level, but if you wanted to just freshen up something, and I think that's what lockdown, you know, we're looking at our wardrobes, we're discovering old favourites, and we can kind of freshen things up, style them in different ways, or even just give them a new lease of life with a little bit of fun embroidery. And I think crafts and all that kind of thing are still going to stay around for this year.
And before I let you go, do you think we are going to kind of, I certainly personally have definitely taken, like I haven't been buying stuff at all really. And I can't see myself going back to shopping with the kind of veracity and pace that I was previously. Do you think that's a trend across the board?
I definitely do think that, you know, we don't need as much stuff as we thought we did. And that, you know, forcing ourselves to look at our wardrobes and to kind of style it up, definitely. And I think, you know, we should go, like, it can only be a good thing if we kind of stop the, you know, constant consuming and the buying. And I think, you know, the pandemic and the lockdown has taught us to kind of definitely rediscover old favourites in our wardrobes and kind of see the back of the wear once trend that was so big on Instagram and the kind of disposable nature of fashion. But then there's another side of things where it's kind of the revenge buying as well. So I hope it doesn't get to that where it was seen across the world when, you know, we came out of the first lockdown, and that people were going out in their droves and spending because, you know, they couldn't get their hands on certain things. So I hope it goes to more of the considered kind of timeless classic investing in pieces that we love, rather than kind of like going out and spending loads on stuff that we don't really need.
Well, thank you so much for chatting through that with us. I feel very positive about my fashion at the moment and also my fashion future.
You're way
future.
Ahead.
That is fashion editor and stylist Karina Gaffey. Have a great one, Karina.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Louise McSherry on 2FM.